Morning. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah 14, verse 12. It says, "How have you fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn? You have been cut down to the earth. You have weakened the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to Sheol, to the recesses of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you. They will ponder over you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world like a wilderness, who overthrew his cities, who did not allow his prisoners to go home, etc., etc., etc." Okay. Amen. Actually, the part I want to focus on is 12 to 15. And again, this is a picture of Lucifer. And it now Isaiah is giving us a prophetic picture of what happened to him. And right, it says, how you have fallen from heaven, right? The star of the morning, son of the dawn. And this was a common name for Lucifer. Right. Again, I talked yesterday about his very high and lofty status, you know, and relating to amongst all the angels. But the key here, and we're not going to spend too much time on it because it's so obvious. The key here deals with the I wills. Okay. Now, this seems to be the big issue with Lucifer and, you know, what we will in essence call the demonic spirit. Okay. It deals with the issue of the I will, you know, my will, you know, this is what I want. And he says in his own heart, right, the Bible says, you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars. I will sit on the Mount of Assembly. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. You know, this is the ultimately what the devil has always been after. He wants to be like God. You know, after we talked about yesterday in Ezekiel, the passage, you know, him receiving that worship, you know, as it comes to him, he enjoyed it. He liked it. And as a result, he craves that, you know, throughout the rest of his life. And that's kind of the scheme or the overall plan of what he's going after in this whole, you know, narrative. And it's this heart to just, I just want what I want. You know, I want to do it my way. I want to have my say in it. You know, I'm the boss. You know, God, you are subservient to me. I'm actually above you. You know, I'm the one in charge here. And this is the core of the demonic. That's why when Jesus Christ comes on the scene, Jesus actually has many, many opportunities to exert his will, right, and his wants, right? And the pinnacle actually comes in the Garden of Gethsemane. And this is, you know, the moment in essence, you know, for Jesus to, you know, pick what he wants. And if you guys remember, you know, a very famous prayer, he says, Lord, let this cup pass from me. But now here's a declaration. This is what makes Jesus different than Lucifer. By the way, in some religions, I know John and I, we talked about Mormonism the other day. In some religions, Jesus and Lucifer are actually half-brother, right? And so they're related. So they're half-brothers of one another, which is really ridiculous, right? That's why Mormons, I don't know what's going on with those guys, right? And things. And so, but this is what makes Jesus different. And he says, Lord, I don't want this, you know, this is not my plan A, but, Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. See, very different in contrast to, you have here, Lucifer saying, well, this is what I will, you know, I will ascend, I will raise, I will sit, you know, I will come above the heights of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High, and things, and so, as a reflection, you know, as we close our eyes and pray, is there anything in your life right now where you are operating out of the I will? You know, God, I want this. You know, I want my say in this thing. Instead of giving over and saying, God, I desire this, but Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. Ultimately, God, these are my things that I want, I need, etc., etc., etc. But ultimately, God, I want what you want. I want your will. You know, and the willingness to submit. You don't understand how important this is. Because this really is, in some ways, I would say, the barometer of spiritual growth. You know, when a person, you know, comes into the kingdom, and a lot of it's all about, well, you know, this is good for me and whatnot. It's kind of like, you know, when I talked about the three-line Christianity, right? It's for their own benefit, and they walk in there. But eventually, right, they need to come to a point where it's no longer I will, but Lord, it's what you will. You know, and that's where the maturity sets in. And I would even say that's some of the keys to growing in Christ in that way, that we come out of experiencing God language, we come out of a self-centered reality into a God-centered reality. And we realize that self-centeredness, you know, is not just a personality type, or it's not just a sinful condition. It's demonic in nature. It's Lucifer from the beginning. What threw him out of heaven, it was the I will. I will do this. I will have my say. I will ascend. You know, I will be higher than God. You know, and when we position ourselves in that way, right, then we are coming under the influence of the devil instead of the influence of the Holy Spirit. And so let's close our eyes. In your life right now, are there any aspects of your life where that's what's happening? You are caught in the I will. And as Pastor Nate leads us in worship, I ask you to continue to reflect on that.
Change my heart. Mold me and make This is what I change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. You are the potter, I am the clay. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I. You are the potter, I am the clay. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you.
So let's pray that together. Let's pray that God would change our hearts, that there would be a shift in our thinking and over our church and our community, that we would not operate out of I will, but we would say, Lord, what you will. Not my way, but your way. And let's get out of the influence of the enemy over our lives. And let's pray that for yourself, pray it over your family, pray it over the church community at large. Let's pray over our two house church meetings tonight. Pray over Conduit Road, Sandro and GA, and Pacific Place with Angie and Mike. Let's ask God to really bless them in their discussion and their ministry and all that's going on tonight over the church. Let's just ask the Lord to just touch them. In our missions focus, let's pray for Uzbekistan. Let's pray for Tashkent. Pray for my father and the church. there's some kind of haggling political stuff going on within the church right now. Let's just ask for God's wisdom and just real grace to cover all that's going on there. Pray for the kids that they would not be affected by this and that they would really continue to grow in the Lord. Let's just cover Tashkent. Father, we offer this day to you, God, and Lord, we ask that you be glorified in it, God. I pray, Lord, that as individuals, as a church, Lord, that God, that we would be operating out of your will, God, out of your desires, God. Lord, even as Isaiah talks about Lucifer, Lord, the I wills, God, Lord, to keep us away, Father God, from that type of thinking, Lord, from that mindset, God. Lord, the path that leads to destruction, Lord. And we want to take on the mantle of Jesus that says, Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. And so we just ask that the Spirit of Christ would come and envelope us as individuals, our families, our churches, God. But we just want what you want, God, because we know your will is best. And so come, God, and lead us, God, into that truth, Lord. We thank you, Father. Watch over us this day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys today. Have a wonderful time with the Lord.